Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two on Moneyline on a Football Friday. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh just going through some of the wagers that I made for some fun action. And the paydays start getting bigger and bigger and bigger now. We had one at a 380 price, one at a 330 price, one at a 6-1. Now we're going to move into the realm of 26-1. And I love this one as well. Usually these, and I wanted ones, Kevin, where I looked at it and said, you know, it is somewhat of a long shot. It's a big payday, but it still makes a little bit of sense here. Each team to have one passing touchdown in the 1 o'clock hour, 26-1.
It's a big payout. It's a big payout. There's a lot of quarterbacks this year going along with. Here's your quarterbacks for the 1 o'clock slate: Lamar, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan, Mitch Trubisky, Mac Jones, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, Jameis Winston, Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Flacco. Donnie, come on now. There's no way that's happening. Respectfully.
It's happening. Well, if you figure they're going to score a touchdown, everybody's going to score a touchdown. I know that in these 1 o'clock games. So, I mean, you could put that one in the books, and it's going to come passing. Like, where are we going to struggle? Like, Flacco throws one in the first quarter. Brissett has one before half. You're like, whoa, now I'm rolling, right? Because that's the one that you're worried about, probably most likely. Or is it Mitchell?
There's like eight of them I'm worried about.
Yeah, what if I tell you I'm going to get at least one out of Jones, Trubisky, Flacco, and Brissett?
Yeah, Donnie, like, I think you'd get like 8-1 on that parlay itself, though. So, like, that's...
I think we're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, I like it, Donnie, if basically you told me all you need is Matt Ryan and Tom Brady, but that's not the way this lines up. I don't know, man. That's risky business.
That's why it's 26-1, and we're going to play that riskiness here. But also, how about last night, too? I didn't take it. Plus 190, touchdown apiece out of the QBs, first half, second half. I mean, oh, come on. That's a, let me outsmart myself. Sort of just went roll with that.
Well, that's only hit in terms of prime time action. It's only hit. That was the first time it hit this season.
Well, it's only the ones, I guess, Monday, prime time games. I guess, yeah.
Two Thursdays, a Sunday, and a Monday. That's the only time that that's hit all year long. I'm giving yourself a break now.
Yeah, but and that's like, the one that it should have been too. Like, hey, which one do you think? Well, I don't like the price. Well, I mean, if those two quarterbacks, I should have just had an auto bet on it anyway.
Fair, but here's the other thing. Now, Geno and Russell Wilson loses. I mean, but the other quarterback matchups were Brady, Dak, and then Stafford, Josh Allen, and it was a loser.
Yeah.
So,
see if they pop back into it. But that was a nice one. All right, let's ramp this thing up. 39-1. This one includes the 1 o'clock games and the 4 o'clock games. So everything outside of the Bears and the Packers, each team to kick at least a field goal. 39-1. You figure if quarterbacks stink, games are low scoring, what are we valuing more here? The field goal.
Now, not to be a menace, but it's to make a field goal, right? Not to just kick it.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. That would be a great one.
Just because obviously that would be the, like, if they line it up, are they lining up?
Even if they fake it, they still lined up for it, so it counts.
Right. Well, I don't think it would, actually, to be fair, no. But
you're an attempted field goal. Each to make one or more field goals, and that's across the board in the afternoon.
So that's it. That's how many games is that in total on the afternoon?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, it's the ones
12.
And the fours.
Yes, the ones and the fours.
Oh, I thought it was just the fours.
Across the board. No, this is included. The other ones weren't. Like, I was reading it just the 1 o'clocks. This one is a combination, 39-1. So if you bet that game here, let me just see what the numbers in here. That is 10 to, and it was, by the way, I think I was only able to get $10 in on that one. $10 to win 400.
It's every team or every game?
Each team to kick a field goal. Mm. So they all have to have one. Both sides.
Mm. All right. I can't. All right.
Let's keep moving. Mix. Let's keep going. Let's keep, you'll like this one. And this one, this still sounds good too. 55-1. And by the way, FanDuel, if I can make one suggestion to you guys out there. Use the book a lot. I'm doing a segment right now. I have to be logged out every 3 minutes and knock me out. I have to log back in during a segment. Like, if your mouse is moving, you shouldn't be logged out. I understand if I'm not moving the mouse. You know, do your thing out here and kick me out. All right, 55-1. It only allowed me to bet $15 on this to win $840. Each starting quarterback to have 200 or more passing yards, but only in the 1 o'clock time frame, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. Now, granted, you do have some guys out there that might struggle this weekend, but it's not 250. It's 200 yards.
It is. We went through the list of guys before.
That's winning. This might be the best bet of the week.
It's 55. Yeah. Don't do that.
15, and it's 50. I think this one. I think this should be like a +200. To be honest,
should be pick. Booking. Should be pick.
Like my
should
man, X Man calls in. Doesn't need the odds. Just give me 2-1 on it. I'll take it.
How low? Honest question, right?
Yeah.
How low would that need to drop for the odds to be +100?
Like 25 yards? Like 25 yards? Because you know, no. So here's what's going to get me. You know what's going to get me on this. Somebody's going to start the game raw, the pocket hurts their shoulder, and you don't get the backup. It's not like each team to throw for 200, which it actually should. Yo, FanDuel, each team to throw for 200 yards or more. Yeah. That's the way to protect the people out here. It is what it is, but saving the best for last. A 250-1 coming up next. Stick with us. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are now listening to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh.
It's almost now too good to be true. Like, going into the game, like, not even thinking about it.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Cigar season. Yeah, you guessed it.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're
gonna fly. You're never gonna die. I'm not a man of many words there, as you people know out there listening in. So, nice little intro into the, you know, continuation of hour number two on Moneyline. I told you, K-Dub, saving the best for last year. 250-1. Maximum bet $10 on the FanDuel Sportsbook will repay you $2,500. And $10. Each team to score one touchdown and one field goal across the board every game outside of the night game. 1 o'clocks and 4:25s. It is a long shot, I understand. But it's not a long shot in each quarterback has to throw for 350 yards in every game. That's 250-1 at $10. To basically give you a beautiful payout. Now, it could be done relatively quickly. And you say, somebody's going to get shut out in the afternoon. But my goodness, just give me a little lifeblood, man. Get me to the 4 o'clock games here. Is there a chance?
You know what's funny is, somehow I've, like, slandered a lot of these. But I don't hate that one just because the payout is so monstrous. It's $10. You just, like you say, now the tough part of it is, like, usually with a ticket of that size, like, oh, there's got to be a way I can hedge. Not really. You know what I mean? There's not much you can do
Letting it ride.
You're hoping and rooting, man. You're hoping and rooting. I'll be hoping and rooting for you. So that's the man. Seven specials you lined up already,
yeah.
Right?
I did. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of money because again, it wasn't a half unit a piece, which tends to add up. Which, right. You know, once they start rolling out red zone specials, probably a little bit later tonight, I'm going to start losing my mind. But I love that. It's a lot of fun. And you say, well, Donnie, what about all like the sides and the totals? I mean, that's going to come next week. I'm more of in that fun mode at this point where I'm trying to hit one of those, right? Bankroll a little bit. 10 bucks, $2,500. That gets you through, you know, quite a few weeks here where you can have some fun. Now, before we go game by game analysis, why don't we look at the week two special market? Just have some fun and quickly go over. We brushed on a number of these topics here earlier in the week. I mean, we're not going to go through like most rushing yards and stuff like that. But are there any markets that you're looking at that you find like interesting here? Because there is one that's which I haven't seen before. The throw like two or more touchdown market. And to be honest with you, whew, that's a nice market, okay, Dub. It's not as bad as you thought it would be. Like when I figured on clicking, like sometimes you click on, let's just say, to get a base hit market in baseball. Oh, Mike Trout's minus 340 to get a base hit. You're like, I mean, there's no guarantee you get a base hit, but that's something I wouldn't bet. But like Matthew Stafford, minus 220 to throw two touchdown passes against Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like Aaron Rodgers, minus 170 to throw two touchdowns or more. Russell Wilson, minus 150? Whoa! And I know they're not going to let me parlay these, right? Let me just
quickly. But that's the point of it, is you're able to parlay them.
Oh!
Yeah, but this
man,
is the deal.
Oh, man.
It's, you know, I mean, it's over 1.5 touchdown passes. It's the first time you've ever been able to parlay them, really, on FanDuel, which is tempting, right? But it would be interesting if they would have hung ones. Just to throw a touchdown.
Like the 3-point market, right?
Yes.
Just stack a couple together. Ooh, that is a good idea. Yeah, come on, FanDuel. You're listening to that. Do that. You do it for NBA. Why not for this?
It'd be
nice. You can put ridiculous numbers. Minus 700 for Stafford to throw one touchdown pass. You can throw it in a parlay, though. I like that.
They probably, I wouldn't even, they probably make it like minus 1,200, right? Like just kind of knowing them. But yeah, the interesting. Like the earliest kind of 1-2 I clicked was Stafford Russ Wilson.
Yes, which that's
pays
the one
out
I just clicked right now.
Too.
Oh, that's tasty.
You know,
oh, that's good. I mean, now, see, you know what's funny too is Derek Carr is up there. You figure he's going to throw touchdowns. Tom Brady, which you know, if he gets some wide receivers, he should. But I do feel like gravitate. Like I don't have any question in my mind outside of injury that Stafford and Wilson are not throwing two touchdowns apiece. Like, I can't even – how's the game roll out? They run four times into the end zone for Denver? No way. Same thing with Matthew Stafford. Wow, that's a good one. And it's plus 142. It's not as if you're getting just like a plus 100 or a minus 110 back. You're getting plus money back there.
Yeah, I know.
Who's down that list, though?
Go ahead.
Who's down that list for you, too, by the way? Like, who would you stack up down there?
Let's see. Who's the furthest guy down the list that I would consider? Let's see.
Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, plus 140. Daniel Jones out of that game.
Yeah, Baker's interesting. Flacco's interesting a little bit. Just because they might throw so much.
Trevor
right?
Lawrence, plus 120.
Yeah, at home, Colts were a little vulnerable last week. I'm not mad at that. What about some of the big dogs for three? Are you interested in that at all? Like Russell Wilson, plus 230 for three touchdowns?
Ooh, let's
like
that
Burrow's market. Interesting, honestly, in that market to me. Burrow is pretty interesting at plus 240 for three touchdowns this week, I would say.
So Stafford and Wilson, let me see, actually, tell me I can't do that because it can't obviously be a two touchdown and three touchdown parlay.
Yeah,
so if
I
go Stafford and Russell Wilson at that price, it's 7-1. Now three is like two for me. Feels like a guarantee between those two. But you get to three, and it's not like setting the world on fire. It's a very nice football game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still three touchdowns. Like, you can be like, hey, and we scored five touchdowns, one on defense, two in the air, you know, a couple on the ground. I could see that happening. But, boy, that's a nice price. I am going to take some shots on some of these. It's a great market. Now, how about the next one? You know, really want to ramp it up here, right? Four touchdown market? Woo-hoo!
You start swinging for the fences. You hope you land on one guy. Right, I mean,
let me see here. Who do we got? Stafford 420, Carr 450, Brady 500, Aaron Rodgers 550, Ross 7-1. But four's Yeah, four is a lot.
If you told me to pick three, it'd be right in a row there. Rodgers, Russ, Burrow. Rodgers would be a guy, because again, if he can DRS, he will, I think.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Just the sort of the R-E-L-A-X game. Like, look, you guys panicked after week one. I just went out here 25 of 30, five touchdown passes, 400 yards.
It wouldn't shock me if he's able to make that happen. It really would not. Obviously, it's going to depend on kind of the start of the game. With Lazard, I'm interested in what that Alan Lazard.
You love Lazard. I hate you for liking Alan Lazard this much. I'm hearing too much Alan Lazard talk.
It's pretty simple though, Don. He is the number one wide receiver on the football team. For that team, it matters. You know what I mean? You think I'm off base? He is the number one wide receiver on the football team.
I think I would be the number one on that football team right now.
Well, I mean,
not waiting for Mr. Lazard. I mean, it's Jay Kumerow's going to come back now. That's a different story to the Packers, but who knows if he is. By the way, here, three markets we'll hit quickly, too, because I think these are a little bit lottery tickets, too. Let's go most passing yards, most receiving yards, and most rushing yards, and then we'll start hitting some of these games individually. Most passing yards on Sunday. Plus, and these are nice prices, not 200, 300, plus 650, the leader in the clubhouse, Derek Carr, going up against Arizona. Matthew Stafford, plus 750. Joe Burrow, plus 950. Brady, 10-1. Russ, 13-1, and Tua, 13-1. So some really nice prices out here. Now, Derek Carr getting a lot of respect because I think everybody watched last week's Arizona game versus Kansas City and said, well, anybody is going to be able to do that. You got a dynamic, you know, offensive set, per se, for the Vegas Raiders. It does make some sense, but are you swinging for a fence here? Could it be Joe Burrow saying, well, let's just get right and blow this football team off the map in the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Brady, or even Russ? Like, I think Russ has a big day, but does he have like what do you need, 400 yards are we looking at? Look, you got to get close to four bills, right?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think about like running mates and things like that. I don't like the Derek Carr bet, honestly, I don't. I think one thing that's very weird to me, you'll notice like, Derek Carr is being priced, I feel like, where it's like, look at what the Cardinals allow this season through the air. It's like, yeah, it was one game against Patrick Mahomes.
Now, how should you attack this market, though? Right? Could it be a team that you think is just going to lose and throw in the hell out of football? Like last week, Joe Flacco, 59 times he threw. Maybe there's a guy down that's going to throw a million times that you wouldn't expect. They get blown out, throw four interceptions, but still stack up the yards. Quite interesting stuff here. Stay with us on Moneyline. We got a lot more football to talk about right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back in the fold here with Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the grid, having some fun with some props here on Sunday. Most passing yards. Talked about maybe attacking it from the opposite angle. Maybe a team that gets beat down. How about Lamar Jackson, 29-1. Who else down there? Like Joe Flacco threw a million times this week. He's also 29-1. Trevor Lawrence, 22-1. And then the guys that you don't think are going to do anything, Daniel Jones, 50-1. How about this? This is the reason why. You know, I don't want to say put on like upset alert here for the Cleveland Browns. Jacoby Brissett's last. 75-1 to lead the week in being the highest passer. And that's why I give a little bit of pause where Cleveland's really going to play some rock'em sock'em robot games because he just can't do it. Now, my question to you also is, I don't know if you take a stab at 75-1 because I can't see him throwing for 400 yards. But boy, oh boy, if this is what you're going to get out of Jacoby Brissett, like, shouldn't he have just made a move to a guy that can actually throw the football a little bit?
A long time, 11 games, right? To just be like, this is fine. We're not worried about it. All in all, right? I mean, 18 to 34, 146. He was almost outdone by Chubb.
Yeah.
On his own, right? Who ran for 141 yards. So,
yeah.
And by, you know, he was only sacked the one time, Brissett. So you can't be like, I was, you know, pressure necessarily all game long. But, the problem is, so they've won this game, right? Everybody has them winning their next game. We'll see if that holds. Mm-hmm. They follow that up again then at home versus the Steelers and out the Falcons. Again, I've maintained they're not going 4-0. They're not going 4-0. But they're going to be favored in their next four games.
Yeah, about that.
You know, they are. And at that point, you got to put – you still have to play another seven games without Watson.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's kind of the thing that you and I have talked about when with the Dak injury. It's like, look, we always go to Garoppolo because this is a guy that's like played in a Super Bowl, played in an NFC Championship last year as like the backup quarterback. There are other guys out there. If you don't like, now they like Brissett, but if you wanted a, you know, with Gardner Minshew, right? Like you could make that phone call there. But is Gardner Minshew definitely that much better than Jacoby Brissett? Honestly, I don't know about that.
Yes.
You sure?
Some are saying, like, you know, he's probably the best quarterback on his current team right now. It's what some people in the streets are out here saying. All right, most receiving yards Sunday. Your boy. Like, think about this. You love Cooper Kupp. We all love Cooper Kupp. He's going against a team where they actually have some decent cornerbacks on Atlanta. He's plus 850 to lead the week in receiving yards. Jamar Chase, another big banger, 850. Devontae Adams, who went nuts on opening day, he's got a 10-to-1 price going against a team that just got shredded on defense. T. Higgins, who has a concussion, is fourth in line at 13-to-1, which is kind of wild when you think about it. But how about, you're talking about 26-to-1 on a guy like Tyreek Hill with a banged-up secondary in Boston? Mm-hmm. Man, there's some big prices out here in this market.
There absolutely are. The problem... So, like, hey, who do you think does this? Cooper Kupp, because he's going to get 112 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel confident about that. What you can't account for is when Hollywood Brown catches a 75-yard touchdown pass.
True, yeah.
And all he needs is, you know, he gets 60 yards then throughout the course of the game, and he finishes with a buck 35.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I would argue... The receiving yards is the most difficult of the three, receiving, rushing, and passing, because there's so many wide receivers. By the way, did you see the 48-to-1? Who's there? Like, that has to be a typo, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown is at 48-to-1, and somehow his brother is at the same price.
I don't think we know who it is. Brown. Yeah. Hey, put the St. Brown kid up there. Which one? I don't know. Put them both at 48-to-1. By the way, 37-to-1? 37-to-1 out there. There's a guy that has a legitimate chance to do some damage.
Mm.
Terry McLaurin. 37-to-1 going up against Detroit. If you think you're going to get some yards in that game, he can do it all. Short, medium, and deep. You got some big-time shots in here.
I'll tell you. You want to keep going.
Julio?
Yeah. 50-to-1?
Yeah.
If there's some injuries there, all of a sudden he's wide receiver one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ridiculous.
Let's play devil's advocate here on this stuff. There's a guy at 100-to-1 right now that I think was pretty embarrassed on opening night. We thought he was going to be a big part of that offense. I'm not saying the goal is to get this guy going, but if you're going to hone in on Cooper Kupp, which I love, 4 or 5 targets, he gets open deep. That's Allen Robinson, 100-to-1 in a game that you think they should do some damage. It's not a bad price.
It's not. It's not at all. Now, what about at 120-to-1?
Slide it down. Man, we're getting down there.
What about 120-to-1? I mean, come on now.
Oh, now see, I better see a tweet on Sunday live from Pro Football Today. Like you got like at least $10 on that. Like put behind it.
I told you guys about
this all week. Bang, there we go.
So it is Alan Lazard. I'm sure if you're listening, you can figure it out. But can I just say what I really appreciate is Lazard's 120-to-1. Romeo Doubs is 130-to-1. Yeah. Randall Cobb is 150-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I out myself here, that's fine. I'll live with it. Is Equanimee St. Brown not on this team anymore?
True.
Oh, no, he's on the Bears now, Equanimee St. Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was still on
the brothers. Back. They both got touchdowns this past week too, which is wild.
Did Equanimee St. Brown have a good week?
I don't know how good a week he could have. And what did they get? Like 200 yards offense?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is he a 48? Is he genuinely a 48-to-1? Is just because he's his brother, and they pressed the wrong button?
Yeah, I think they probably did. Like slide it down. What are you getting ultimate value at this point? I do love Rondale Moore at 160-to-1 when he's not playing.
He had one catch for 18 yards on 3 targets.
Was it a touchdown? Was it a touchdown? He got this. See that? St. Enzo, though. Look at me, baby. That's what all counts out here. How about a little Pat Freiermuth at 110-to-1 to lead the week? Come on.
I'll tell you this. I'm seeing some names, though, right now Mm-hmm. I've never seen before in my life. I'm one okay. Of them.
Where are we at?
George Greg Pickens? Dortch?
Yeah, Dortch is at Arizona. Yeah, Wake Forest kid.
Where do he's you the get only guy. That?
He's like, yeah, he's good because I like Wake Forest. I love that team. So
yeah, I guess strong. So. All right. I'm trying to, like, what's the absolute furthest you could go down this board and be like, yeah, no, I'm like, I'm in the mix.
Yeah, like Melvin Gordon to lead the weekend.
Yeah, not such a, what a waste.
300-1.
What a waste.
How about Devin Duvernay?
Robbie Anderson? Is that a decent number?
Like, why would Devin Duvernay, who's a starting wide receiver, score two touchdowns last week, be 300-1 and the St. Brown kids are 48-1? That's well, like, what happened here?
The one say I do think we cracked the case, and essentially they put Equanimeous next to his brother because it was a mistake.
Jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Andy Isabella's back there. I mean, come on, that was somebody.
Like knows. Where who that here's one for you. Charlie Warner, 300-1. Deontay Harty.
I mean, Amir Smith Marset. I mean,
now, did they slide a couple in here? Like, you know what? This isn't even a real name. We might take somebody down on this.
Which I love. Because, like, you know, there might be someone out there that's like, I'm putting a dollar on everybody that's 100-1.
Exactly.
Or better.
Yeah. And they're like, by the way, some guy bet this. He doesn't even play in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how you get a little boost in the room.
Exactly.
Christian Kirk, if you go back up to Christian Kirk, 39-1, he was well over 100 last week. He's clearly the guy there. And I'm telling you, that contract's going to be fine. People slandered it. That contract's going to be fine. What about the running back?
Yeah, let's go. Yep, 5-1. 5-1, Jonathan Taylor, Chubb, 7-50. Saquon, 12-1. Joe Mixon says, you're getting really good running backs at some great prices here. The chance that, like, I don't want to fall into this because sometimes you just watch, like, a game or two and you say, boy, this guy can really get after. Like, Javonte Williams, 23-1. Like, hand the football off against Houston. He goes 75 yards, and he off the way. Off you go. Like, it just feels like one of those, right? Who else are you looking at down there?
I was going to say, like, Jeff Wilson's interesting against the Seattle Seahawks, but then Jordan Mason is sat there 28-1, and it's like, okay, what? Does Jeff Wilson not even have a stranglehold on the job? So that threw me off a little bit. I don't know. It's see, this is what I'm talking about. You're not flying down this board as much, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like the chant, like Kareem Hunt 55-1. Like, you could take shots at that, like, as if, somebody gets nicked up and injured and he gets end up getting 25 carries, but you can't play it that way. Like,
but
you
last,
can't just go into it.
Like, it was Saquon Barkley and then Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Nick Chubb, Leonard Fournette, right?
Yeah.
Like, not mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, Joe Mixon at 12-1 is really nice, I think.
Yes, because you figure the defense isn't great. They should be running the ball in the fourth, absolutely. Maybe how about a breakout game, like a Christian McCaffrey? But it just doesn't seem like they're saying, you know what, let's just hand you the ball 25 times and see what you can do, which makes it tough. That's why I bring up, like, Javonte Williams. I need the explosive guy. And Christian McCaffrey can be that guy, but if I told you, like, hey, Javonte gets 15 carries, he might bust a 45-yarder. Because your threshold is like, who can get to the 150 mark to give yourself a chance is what you're looking at. That's what I'd be looking at.
Imagine last week you bet Taylor in this market, and you lose to, like, he gets 161 yards, and you lose because Saquon gets $164. Pretty tough.
Yep. Yeah, there's a tough market here.
Honestly, I don't hate Jonathan Taylor at 5-1.
But how about if you hear me out there?
Is it too chalky?
How about if you parlay Jonathan Taylor and Nick Chubb? What do you say?
Yeah, it's a good bet. They both land the same number. Yeah. Double payouts, double winners. Double winners.
Dead heat winner that you get half of your money back. Wait a second. I took them both here.
Because I assume we're going to move past this. So let me just make this point here.
Yeah.
How does Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons each to record a sack lose? I mean, what does that even come on now? Plus 152.
I know. Yep. You might be able to ride that out all year long. It's just a principal bet. Because it is going to win more than it does in here. We're going to dip into the games in that final big segment coming up next. We'll do it on speed dial. We're going to get through it. It's Friday. It's going too fast. Welcome back in here to Moneyline. We'll be right back after these words.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment here, the longest segment. I love it, Moneyline Friday. Hopefully we're able to get you through your lunch break, your afternoon break, your drive home, your drive to work. So we had a big football weekend ahead. 844-843-6879 if you want to call in. I know Red Tail was out there who we had told to call in but had a snafu here. Hopefully, if he has some time to call back in, love to talk to him and anybody else that wants to sneak in some wagers here over the weekend. Now, we do have a large card on Sunday. K-Dub's going to have you covered here. If it's, hey, look, I know you guys went over on the early line. I've been hearing about this all week long. So, K-Dub, before we start the process of hitting these games quickly, let the people know where they need to be on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, fantastic. College football today on Saturday morning, tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern start time, all the way up until noon kickoff. It is me, Ben Stevens, and Joe Lisi ripping through all the games. And then on Sunday, it is pro football today, where it is me and Mike Blewett starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time up until 1 o'clock kickoff, featured by some fantastic guests, including Warren Sharp, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, and NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Should be fantastic stuff. Do not miss out.
Do not miss out. All right, Sunday afternoon action. Let's rip right through these 263, 264. That's the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens. Tua on the road. Lamar Jackson at home. Line 3.5 for me. It's simple. I'm taking Miami in this game. Give me the 3.5 points. How about you, K-Dub?
Yeah, I understand it. I lean towards the under, though, in this game right now. While I know there are some question marks for the secondary on Baltimore, I don't know if Miami is completely ready to exploit all of those. You talked about it offensively last week. Maybe the final score looked better than it actually was, and it only gave them 20 points on that final score line there. I think this could be a lower scoring game.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So we'll see how it plays out. I think the Dolphins might have a little bit of an edge, as we talked about. A lot of guys banged up and injured in that Baltimore secondary, so something to keep an eye on. Full practice reports will be done by tonight. And as always, that's probably going to give you a lean on who's playing or who's going to be sitting out this weekend. 265, 266 on the rotation, 1 o'clock. New York Jets traveled to the Cleveland Browns to take on the 1-0 Browns, the 0-1 Jets. So again, I didn't think played all that bad against Baltimore, just a little bit outclassed. They're getting 6.5 in this game. Mm-hmm. I do see this game as a one possession game, Kevin. I'm going to take the 6.5 with the New York Jets here. So two road teams, two teams getting points for me. How about you here?
I don't mind the Jets play one bit. I think there is a world where they keep this in line. Ultimately, not very impressed by the Cleveland Browns in week number one. Not impressed by Jacoby Brissett. And we know that this league has ebbs and flows, especially early season. People are counting out the Jets. I think they could hang here.
267, 268, the Washington Commanders and the Detroit Lions. That line's 1.5. Also, two parts in this. I think Washington wins this game outright. Second part, I'm going to ask you, K-Dub, who ends up as the favorite in this game? Is it really going to be Detroit all the way through to Sunday morning?
So it's worked back down now, right? This number, if I'm not mistaken.
1.5 is across the board.
1.5. Yeah, because it was 2.5 for a little bit. I tend to think Detroit will still close as the favorite just because it's... I feel like if it was going to be the Commanders, it already would have happened. I think the Commanders actually opened as a favorite, and it shifted back Detroit's direction. So I'm not sure if we're going to do that, you know, Browns, Panthers, song and dance, everybody gets a chance to lay 2.5 kind of situation. But I do think the Commanders are a much better football team than the Detroit Lions. I think you're getting a bit of a gift here, honestly, to see them at a plus price.
All right, and also, just taking a look here at the NFL forecast for this weekend, looks like it is clearing up a little bit out there in San Francisco. Not much rain, if any, might be there, so I know we saw a tweet out there from the early line that said there might be a monsoon. That's not going to be correct, at least the way it looks now. Sunny skies in a lot of places here and some light winds, so we should have a good scoring week, which brings me up to the next game in sunny Florida, 269-270. The Colts travel down to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. This opened up at -4.5, Kevin, as a favorite towards the Colts. Some outlets now, including DraftKings and PointsBet, now down to 3. I agree with it. Give me the Jaguars to upset them. Look, I'll take the points. Don't get me wrong, but I think Jacksonville wins this game outright. I do.
You know that I am high on the Jaguars this season, so you're not really going to catch much of a disagreement from me. The one thing that I'm interested to see, how does the Jacksonville backfield shake out? Travis Etienne, James Robinson, Robinson into the end zone twice, but Etienne did look a little more explosive for prop players, something to track.
All right, 271, 272, Tampa Bay, New Orleans here. Brady versus Winston. Looks like Brady will have some, at least some, wide receivers back here in this game. Opened up at -3.5, now sits at 2.5 across the board. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to take the dog here. Same thing I did with Jacksonville. Give me the New Orleans Saints here to win this game outright over Tampa Bay, and we'll see where Tampa Bay is after Week 3 and Tom Brady needing more reps with those starting wide receivers. How do you see this game? More Brady or maybe an upset in the making?
Yeah, look, better team to me at less than a field goal is how I think about this game. For the those that backed the Bills, right, laying 2.5 with the Rams, and those that backed the Bucs last week laying 2.5 against the Cowboys, it worked out, right? Where maybe you said, are they getting a little too much credit here? Maybe they were, but at the end of the day, they covered. They handled their business. They were the better teams. I think the Bucs are the better team here. Obviously, the practice report will matter. If the number one wide receiver, Scotty Miller, that might change, but I think the Bucs are the better team.
Yeah, I see guys like Scotty Miller in the NFL. I'm like, come on, mom and dad. Can give me a little bit more speed there. I mean, guys shorter than me in the NFL. Come on. 273, 274, Carolina and the Giants here. Mayfield versus Jones. Slight favor here to the Giants. I liked Carolina in week one. They burned me in a late field goal, unless it'll come back there. I think they get the job done. I think they beat the Giants in MetLife. What do you think?
Struggling a lot with this game, as I've told you, but if you pin me down for a pick, I'll stick with the Giants. I think Brian Daboll's the better coach. This price on a better coach at home, hopefully he is able to fix Daniel Jones here. I think there's a chance that's the case.
And here's another one, 275, 276, Patriots and the Steelers, one of the more intriguing lines of the week, which now shows that the FanDuel Sportsbook, a -2.5-point favorite here for New England. I'm putting a lot of stock in New England, bouncing back when they've had maybe the worst offseason, at least from a beat writer's perspective, than anybody else on anticipation with a bad season compared to a good season. But I still think I trust them more than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll take New England on the road as a slight favorite.
This is, to me, where the numbers matter. Before I saw the line here, I knew I loved the Pats. Then the line was so in favor of the Pats, I got a little bothered and thrown off by that. Then every single update on Mac Jones is that he's not okay. I hate this game. I ultimately can't come back now and bet Pittsburgh, but I'm not betting against Mike Tomlin either. As a home underdog, if you force me to get involved with this game, it's likely going to be on the under with two really bad offenses, even though the total's very low.
Did he buy a second pair of black Air Forces for the boys this week there? Maybe that'll get him all motivated there. See what happens. 277, 278, Atlanta and the Los Angeles Rams. A 9.5-point favorite now, which is actually down from a quick opening line of -13.5. 46.5 is the total in this game. We do think the Rams are going to bounce back, but as I said, if I think they're going to win by 10, they better be up by a touchdown at the break. I like the Rams to be angry, motivated, do some damage in that first half. Give me the Rams in the first half here to cover that number.
Understandable. I think they can do this all game. If they have to wear them out, so be it. The Falcons fell apart late. I think the Rams are markedly better. I think this should be double digits, and the fact that it's not, I think, is a bit of a discount here on the Rams. And I think the Rams actually qualify as one of those panic teams off of week one. I think it's gone a little too far. I think they're markedly better than the Falcons and handle their business.
Another 4 o'clock game here, and again, weather conditions seem to be improving. 279, 280, Seattle taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Geno Smith trying to go 2-0 for the Seattle squad. Going up against the 49ers now. This is a DRS special. 8.5, it's listed here, 40.5 as a total. You know me, I'm not the biggest Trey Lance guy. We joked on him all season long, came out in the first game, got beat by the Bears. Can't have that done, but I do think he really bounces back. If we don't have torrential rain conditions, he runs wild. I think he passes well. I think they light up that Seattle defense. I think they cover that 8.5, and also a team total might be a good look. So look at that. Down on Trey Lance, but if I think I could find money on Trey Lance and the Niners, I don't see any reason why they can't do some damage this weekend.
I like his passing prop if there is no rain. I think a point will be proven in that department. I think we saw the Seattle secondary vulnerable, and now the full game will feature no Jamal Adams. As far as the side goes, though, I think I'd feel safer with Seattle plus the 8.5.
Yeah, I think they could do some, because Adams not a great cover guy, but he's certainly very influential rushing the passer and also playing down in the box as more of a de facto linebacker. Him being out, they are going to miss that in the run game. So we'll see if Trey Lance can get even farther down the field. 281, 282, Cincinnati and Dallas. This line, Kevin, as high as 8.5 earlier this week. We are now seeing sevens, one at DraftKings and one at PointsBet here. So that line going down lower. And I told you before, something sneaky about you could be one of those like, Donnie, you idiot. Like, why would you even think about taking Dallas? But I just feel like this game is going to be closer than the experts think, as we like to say.
I had that feeling, and then I flipped back around. I guess, what am I now?
Smarter. Part of
the, yeah, I don't know. I think the Bengals are going to smoke this
smarten
team.
Up.
Because Cincinnati's going to Cincinnati likes to get fat and happy when they can against the bad opponent, and that's what they have here. And also, if they score 28 points, you need 21 then all of a sudden. I think you could very well be home free off just that number. So for me, yeah, I like Cincinnati to cover here. Interested in the Cincinnati team total more specifically.
Yeah, should be a fun one to keep an eye on, see what we have here. All right, let's keep on rolling through 283, 284. Houston heads to Denver as a big dog, but obviously it opened up at 10.5. Now it's down to 9.5 at FanDuel. Many 10s are out there across the board. So if you want to keep it down, take it at FanDuel here at the 9.5. 45.5 is the total. I think, I like Houston on the season. They're going to be competitive. I think they'll be competitive for a little bit in this game, but Denver's the better football team. They win by double digits for me.
I'm too worried about laying double digits right now with Russell Wilson, with everything that we saw in that opening game. Do I think they're that much better than them? Yes, but it's one of those things where I'd rather they prove it. The Texans should have won that football game there. See, this is one of those spots where I don't think this line is overreaction at all to week one. I don't think the Texans are getting a lot of credit for their tie, and I don't think Denver is necessarily being slandered in the market. I'd rather get the full 10 if I can with Houston.
285, 286, Arizona and Las Vegas here. This line is at 5.5 across the board. Quick opening number was at -2.5. You knew that was never going to hold. But the question is, do you expect the Raiders to win by right around a touchdown? Also, 81% of the tickets coming in here on the over in this game. So we'll see if it does get there at 51.5. Kyler Murray doesn't have his full complement of wide receivers. I'm not all that much in love with Vegas' defense, but at the same time, I don't think Arizona is a very good defense. I look at both of these offenses pushing the pedal. I think they can get to the 51.5 here.
I like the Cardinals. I actually think there's a good chance they win this game. 8-1 last year on the road outright during that special season for them. I think that this is one of those teams that's being counted out. Look at some of the specials we talked about. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr is being booked like he's Patrick Mahomes. It's like, oh, they're terrible in Arizona. They played Pat Mahomes in a game where he was locked in. They were beating any team. Okay, yeah. With that level of play that Mahomes brought to the table in that game, I think Arizona can bounce back here and beat Vegas.
287-288, the Chicago Bears, with their win over the 49ers, head up the Lambeau Field in an embarrassing effort by the Packers in a division rivalry game against the Minnesota Vikings. Weren't able to do much on offense. 41.5 as a total, 9.5 as a favorite. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not looking for Green Bay to win this football game, Kevin. If they don't cover this line and they play the Bears to like a 20-17 game, lights out on the Packers. Lights out. They better win this game and win it going away.
I don't think that's true. I just don't know how you can declare the Packers.
I've
are
heard
done
you say the Packers stunk all offseason and now you're back out of it.
No, it's yes, but you're using confirmation bias on things that I don't think are relevant enough yet. Yeah, no, I want to see them actually have some health to their team. Now, if we find out they're never going to be healthy, fine, but I think we'll see points in this game. I like the over on Sunday Night Football.
All right, how about that? I guess you can sell the network, Kevin. Your Sunday show should be 14 minutes long. That's all you need to get through the games. We got one quick segment before we get you out of here on a Friday. So much fun on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment. Where does the time go? It's running out here, but you know what? We're going to squeeze in one special caller here on the phone lines. And that's Red Tail calling in to let us know what's going on for the weekend, Red Tail. We had to get you in. We had to do it.
I'll be very brief because I know people are wanting your picks. I'm just trying to respond to the Red Tail bat player that went over the city of Charleston. So calling in about the suicide pools. Guys, the one I'm in is actually a double elimination. $100 to get in. There's 69 entrants. Only 26 won their opening game. I was on Tennessee, so I'm one of the losers. You'll hate my pick for week two. I might change this, but I'm going with the Browns. Trying to sneak one against the entire pool. Browns have history. They own the Jets.
I'll tell you what, Redtail, I respect, though, that you're on your last leg and you're still trying to sneak it in across the pool. I respect
it.
I
like it. I like it.
Well, I'm hoping that everybody takes the Rams, and I can sneak one in later when Atlanta goes up there and wax them, hopefully. So, I don't know.
Awesome.
That's where I'm at, though.
Go.
All right, appreciate you guys.
Whenever we go.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Enjoy
Red
the weekend.
Squeezing it in before we get out of here. Quick picks here. Major League Baseball is playing tonight, and the game that I took earlier today on the early line, still like it. It was 8 this morning, Kevin. Cincinnati and St. Louis. It's 8.5 now, and I still agree with it. They're going to get the 9 runs in this game. No confirmed pitcher yet for Cincinnati, but between the few guys that they're looking for, don't you worry about it. They're going to rock them. What do you got, K-Dub?
Yeah, look, 2 college football games tonight. I'll be honest with you guys. There's a little bit more work that needs to be done on these games. But one thing I am looking at early here, and I will likely be on Malik Cunningham's rushing total of 73.5 tonight against Florida State. I do think that's going to be one of the best possible ways for Louisville to move the ball tonight against the Seminoles.
There you go. Quick update also. Alvin Kamara looks like he's doubtful for Sunday for the Saints. So
really?
He's in the whack in that game. Unders, unders, and more unders. Well, thanks for tuning in all week long. Right here to Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network for today. Christian behind the wheels of steel making me, DRS, and KW look good. We'll see you Monday. Get out of here. Ah, man, that felt good. Oh.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.